This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're going to do Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. And this is a very interesting and relevant and important sugya. I'm going to get you back on the screen. And this is a sugya of if a Jewish woman lives with a Gentile, what is the status of the child? And we began this on last week. We know that to live with a goy is not a chayve krisos, which, by the way, is somewhat curious. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in his sefer, he asks, you know, what's worse, living with a nida or living with a goy? A nida has a chayve krisos. To live with a goy is only a lav. And yet, it would be very difficult to say that it's worse to live with a nida. In other words, here you have someone who's not from. You could advise him. Should you marry a Jewish woman and not keep taras hamishpacha? And every day of your life violate chiyuvei krisos? Or marry a goy and it's only a lav one time? But it is worse to marry a goy. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, from here we see that the severity of something is not always determined by the punishment. You can't say, well, this is more severe because it has a worse punishment, it has less severe, it has a more lenient punishment. Because ultimately, living with a goy is much more detrimental than with a Jew, even if you're not going to keep taras hamishpacha. But the question is, what is the product of this union? Because since it's only a lav, you would expect the child not to be a mamzer. Because one would have thought, what causes mamzerus? Chiyuvei krisus. But as we're going to see, lav davka. It's not the kares that causes the mamzerus. It's the e tfisas kedushin. It's the fact that kedushin is not tefis. So says Gemara, Rabbi Barachan, Rabbi Yochanan. Hakol moidim be'eved v'oivei koychavim. Haba albas Yisrael shehavlad mamzer. Rabbi Barachan, send the name of Yochanan. Everyone is moide that a slave and a guy that lives with a Jewess, the Vlad is a mamzer. Man hakomoidim, who is everyone? Shimon HaTimni. Daf agav damer Shimon HaTimni and mamzer mechavi lavin, even though Shimon HaTimni says there's no mamzeres from chavi lavin, hanimili mechavi lavin, the tasibu kedushin, that's chavi lavin, that kedushin is toifes. Aval hacha, but over here, oive kecham ve'eved, by a Gentile or a slave, kivan delay tasibu kedushin, since kedushin is not toifes, kechayve krisus dami. It's like chayvei krisus. So to live with an eved, kedushin is not toifes. To live with a goy, kedushin is not toifes. Now, how do we know kedushin is not toifes to an eved? Because Avraham Avinu said to Eliezer, shivu lachem poyim hachamar. You stay with Yishmael, the donkey. So Avraham Avinu is saying that an eved is like a chamar. Just like you can't marry a chamar, just like in most countries in the world, you can't marry a chamar. I don't know what it's going to be doing in the golden of Medina, but for now, you can't, at least halachically, you can't marry a chamor. So too, there's no kedushin to oivei kecham mazalos. How do you know, excuse me, there's no kedushin to an eved, How do you know there's no kedushin to a akum? So, Rashi brings, there's no kedushin to an akum. We learn out from, it says by the Zayin Umos, lo yisischatein bom, lo yeh lecha behen chitun. What about other nations? For other nations, we learn out from Eisha Sifas Tayar. It says, after you go through the whole procedure with the Eisha Sifas Tayar, V'achar kach sihiye le'isha. That implies beforehand there is no havaya. So from there we see that there is no kedushin to any Gentiles. In fact, the Gemara Meisvei, Oy v'kacham ve'eved, Abba Abbas Yisrael, a Gentile or an Eved that lives with a Jewish woman, Havlad Mamzer. The Vlad's a Mamzer. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Oymer, Reb Shimon Yehuda says, Ein Mamzer ela mamisha Yisura Yisur Erva. Shimon Yehuda says, there's no Mamzerus unless the Yisur is an Yisur Erva. V'anush Karais. So who is Shimon ben Yehuda? That seems to be the same Shita as Shimon HaTimni, who holds that only Chayvei Krisus produces Mamzerus, and he's saying that no, that living with a goy does not produce mamzeros. So that's a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Bar Chanan, Rabbi Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, "Hakol moidim is Shimon HaTimni." No, we're proving now Shimon HaTimni will not be moidim. Ella Amar Rabbi Yosef, or Rabbi Yosef said, "Man Hakol moidim." Who is Hakol moidim? Rabbi. It's Rabbi. Afagav the Rabbi Oimer, even though Rabbi says, "In Hadvarim Halulu Amurim Ella Ladivri Rabbi Kiva." Shahaya Oisa Chalutza Ke'erva, even though Rebbe says these words were only said according to Rabbi Akiva, who makes a Chalutza like an Erva. What is this talking about? In Perek Rabban Gamliel, Rashi says, it says there's no Bia after Chalitza, that if you gave a woman Chalitza and you lived with her, you don't need a get, the Kedusha is not Toifes. So the Rebbe said that's only according to Rabbi Akiva, but I myself, I don't hold that way. However, Rebbe says, I do hold. If it's a guy or an Eved, Rebbe is Moida, that it does produce Mamzeras. Why? Why is Rebbe Moida? Dechi Asa Ravdimi, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ravdimi, because when Ravdimi came, he reported in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ravdimi, Mishum Rabbeinu, in the name of Rabbeinu, who's Rabbeinu Rebbe, Oved Koychavim Ve'eved Haba Abbas Yisrael Havlad Mamzer. So even though Rebbe holds that Chai Ve'lavin does not produce Mamzeros, Rebbe would agree that to live with a guy, it produces Mamzeros. Fine. Rebbe Acha Sar Habira, Rebbe Acha, the prince of the palace, that's his name, V'Rabbi Tanchum Breid Rab Chia Ish Kfar Akko, and Rab Tanchum, the son of Rab Chia, a man of Akko, Proik Hanush Vuyasa, they redeemed these captive women, the Asume Armon L'Tveria, that came from Armon to Tveria. Havachoda de Avra Me Ovikachavim, one of these women was impregnated by a guy, Va'asu L'Kamed Rav Ami, and he came, and they came before Rav Ami, and they wanted to know what's the status of the child. Amar lohu. So Rav Ami said to them, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina, the Amri, they all say, Oyved koychavim ve'eved haba abbas Yisrael, a guy and an eved that lives with a Jewish woman, havlad mamzer. So basically they started rattling off names. They said, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina, they all say the Vlad Zemamzer. Amar Rav Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, Rabusa Lemechshav Gavri. Does it add anything just to count names? Oh, you're going to this one, that one. You know, it's like, Rav Moshe says it's Aser, but Rabbi Stephen Jacobson and Rabbi Frank Friedman, they and Rabbi Todd they disagree. Shkoyach, you know, you could add up 100 rabbis, but so you're just adding names. But the Gemara says, Haravu Shmuel Bebava, Rav and Shmuel and Bava, Rabbi Shimon Levi Barkabar Bezazov, Amrila, and some say Chilufi Barkabar Bale Zikne Dorum, exchange Barkarpar for the elders of the south, the Amri Avikacham Evadababas Yisrael, Avad Kosher. So what are you adding up all these names who hold the Vlad Zamamzer, but I have other names that the Vlad is Kosher. So therefore, what's the question? It's not because, in other words, don't say the Vlad Zamamzer because you have so many names who say Vlad Mamzer. I have equal number of names that say the Vlad's not a Mamzer. But rather, the Gemara says, Ela Amar Rav Yosef Rebbe. Rav Yosef says it's Rebbe. It's Rebbe. What does that mean, it's Rebbe? I mean, the reason why we say the Vlad should be a Mamzer is because Rebbe holds the Vlad's a Mamzer. Dechi also Ravdimi, because Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ravdimi, Mishum Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ravdimi said in the name of Rebbe, Oyvei Kecham Ve'ever Abbas Yisrael, Avlad Mamzer. Fine. So basically the reason why they felt the Vlad should be a Mamzer is not because of all those names, but because they felt that the report of Rebbe was so compelling that Rebbe's Shita outweighs anybody else. So that's the opinion of Rebbe. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omer, Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Havlad Mekolkal. The Vlad is corrupt. Leman, to who? To who is the Vlad corrupt? Ilema lekahal. If the Vlad is pogum to the Sibur, to the regular congregation of Klal Yisrael, I ha'amar Rabbi Shua, Havlad kosher, but Rabbi Shua says the Vlad is kosher. Elo lekahuna. When we say the Vlad is makulkal, it means to kahuna. That means if a girl is born, that girl is pasul to marry the kahuna. Why? The kulu amaroi, the machshiru, all the amaron that are machshir, the Vlad, moidu, they agree, shahavlad pagam le kahuna. That the Vlad is pagam to kahuna. Why? Mi kavachoymer me amana. It's a kavachoymer from amana. Ma amana le kain gadol. That the Isser is not equal by everyone. Pagum, the Vlad is Pagum. Zu she Isura Shav Bakal. This Isser of living with the guy, Ein Odin Shav, not Pagum. All the more so, the child should be Pagum. So Gemara says, we could use the same old pircha we've been using, that Male Amana Lekayin Gadol, the Isser, the reason why a Vlad is pogum when Amana marries a Kohen Gadol is because the Amana herself is pogum. Mala Amana Kohen Gadol shekein hi atzma mischalalas. When Amana marries a Kohen Gadol, she herself is defiled. Hachanami here also, kivan shenivala pasla. In other words, what the Gemara wanted to say was maybe only the Vlad is pogum by an Amana, because by an Amana she herself is defiled. So the Gemara says here also, when a Jewish woman it lives with the guy, she's also defiled. The Amar Rabbi Yochem, Mishin Rabbi Shimon, Minayin Lo'ivik Achamim Ve'evet Haba Al HaKoyhenes. How do I know that if a Gentile or a slave that lives with a Koyhenes, Vial HaLevia, or with a Levia, Vial HaYisraelis, Shepasluha, how do we know she's Pasul? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ubas Koyen. If the daughter of a Koyen, it's talking like this, the daughter of a Koyen, and she married a Yisrael, so once she gets married, she no longer eats the truma of her father, and she becomes an amana or a grusha, then the halacha is, if she doesn't have a child, she goes back and she eats the truma of her father. But that implies only a woman who she's an amana or a grusha because she had marriage to somebody and then it was terminated. However, if her marriage wasn't a marriage because she was married to a guy, then she doesn't go back to eat truma. So this shows that when you live with a guy, that disqualifies a woman from kahuna. Mi sheyesh lei almanos v'gerushin ba. This is referring to someone who has almanos or gerushin. Yatsu oyvei kechavim ve'eved. This excludes a guy and an eved. She'ein lohem almanos v'gerushin ba. That there is no almanos or gerushin. In other words, the pasuk says like this: a Yisraelus who her husband dies and she doesn't have children, she returns to her father to eat truma. But if she lived with an eved oyve kacham or an eved that she doesn't have almanas vegerushin, because the kedushin is not toifes, so she's no longer able to eat truma. Amar le Abaye. Abaye said, this is all based on the report that Rebbe holds that if you live with a guy, the child is a mamzer. But Abai says, "My chazus de samchas ad Rav Dimi." Why are you relying on Rav Dimi's report? The Gemara said earlier that the chiasa Rav Dimi, they said, "Bishum Rabenu oivik chavim ve'eved haba abasis avlad mamzer." Smoich ad Rabin. Rely on Rabin, the Chiyasa Rabin, when Rabin came, Amar Rav Nosson, Rabbi Hu Amar, he said, Rav Nosson, Rabbi Hu Da'anasi, Moirin Ba'al Hetera, Rav Nosson and Rabbi Hu Da'anasi, Paskin that it's Mutter, Uman Rabbi Hu Da'anasi, who's Rabbi Hu Da'anasi? Rabbi! So now here we have a conflicting report, we have a report that Rabbi holds the Vlad is kosher. V'af Rav Moira Bala Hatera. Even Rav paskind that a Jewish woman that lives with a guy, the child is kosher. Da'ahuda asa kamei de Rav. Someone came before Rav. This is a geshmaka story. Somebody came before Rav. Amar le, he said to Rav, Oyved koychavim ve'eved haba abas esaron. Oyved koychavim and eved that lives with a Jewish woman. Mahu, what's the status of the child? Amar le, Rav said, Avlad kosher. So this guy, who was in fact the product of a Gentile father and a Jewish mother, said, really? The child is kosher? So give me your daughter in marriage. I would like to marry your daughter. Amar le, havli bratach. Rav said, no chance. Lo yahivnolach. I'm not going to give her to you. So Rav was tested. Rav was asked, what's the status of such a child? Rav said, oh, kosher v'yosher. So the guy said, I want to marry your daughter right now. So Rav said, go jump in the lake. Amar simi barchia l'rav. Simi barchia said to Rav, I love this statement. Amri inshi, people say, Gamla b'madai, a camel in madai, akava rakta, could do a jig, could dance in a area of a kav. What does that mean? People say stories, in New Jersey, in New Mexico, they could do X, Y, and Z, right? We're in a place where nobody ever saw, anything can happen, right? People tell you fantastic stories. I saw in a sefer. Which sefer? You didn't see in a sefer. You made it up in your dreams. And then you claim and that what you were reading in the sefer was what you chalamed, right? It says a lot of things in the svarim. It says a lot of things happened where? Somewhere else. So people say camels jump in little areas. Hakava, here's the kav, here's the hoop. V'ha gamla, here's the camel. V'ha madai, v'loi rakta. In other words, Rav, you give a big psak, but when it comes down to it, you're not willing to rely on it. Amar le, Rav said, I don't care who this guy is. I nahavik Yeshua ben Nun, lo yahivna le barti. He could be as great as Yeshua ben Nun, I'm not going to give him my daughter. There's a Taz. The Taz say, why didn't he say as great as Moshe Rabbeinu? Because that would not have been nice to Moshe Rabbeinu. But I feel there's something here also. I don't know. One day we got to crack open this Agadata. Amar le, the guy, the Simi Barchia said, Yehavik Yeshua ben Nun. If this guy would have been as good as Yeshua ben Nun, Imar lo yovle achwini yovle. If you don't give him your daughter, he would find the shidduch elsewhere. But hi, this guy, Imar lo yovle achwini lo yovle. If you don't give him your daughter, he's not going to have a shidduch. So Rav was under a lot of pressure. Not only that, but this guy would not leave Rav's house. He said, give me your daughter or else. Lo hava ka'azal mikame. The guy didn't want to leave Rav's house. Yahiv bey einei v'shachiv. So Rav looked at him and the guy died. Which effectively ended the dispute, by the way. Rav no longer had problems with this guy. Now, how is Rav allowed to kill him? Maybe that will be our ha'ara on this blot. Well, maybe tonight we'll see something on it. But for now, Rav looked at him and he died. V'yaf Rav Masna Marbalate. Rav Masna also paskin that the child of a goy and a Jewish woman is mutter. V'yaf Rav Yehuda Marbalate. Rav Yehuda also said she's a mother. D'chiyasa l'kamei de Rav Yehuda, because when he came before Rav Yehuda, who came before Rav Yehuda? Such a person. In other words, when someone who's the product of a Jewish woman and a Gentile came before Rav Yehuda, Amar le, Rav Yehuda said, look, zil itmar, go hide, meaning go to a place where nobody will recognize you. V'sa bas Yisrael, and Rashi says, marry a Jewish woman. In other words, listen to this case. This guy, his father was a guy, his mother was a Jew. And he came before Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, go somewhere where nobody knows who you are. Now, how is this person allowed to trick people? His father was a guy. It must be that he's not a mamzer. And if people don't know about it, people don't know about it. Or a nos of bas minach, or marry a woman whose father is a guy. V'chiyasa kamei de Rava. And when he came before Rav Amarle, he said to him, Oy Gali, either go into exile, Oy Nasa Bas Minacha, marry someone like you. Now, Bechlal, that's a very interesting thing. Clearly, they must have held he's not a mamzer. Because they're saying that a regular Jewish woman can marry them. Because if they were a mamzer, they wouldn't be allowed to hide themselves and pass themselves off as a kosher Jew. Okay. The Gemara says, Shochule b'nei bei michsi l'rabba. The residents of bei michsi sent to Rabba. Someone who's half a slave and half free. So they're not a full slave, they're half a slave. Haba Bas Yisrael, and they live with a Jewish woman, Mahu. So Amar Lei, Rabba said, Hashta Eved Kula Amrin Kosher, if the guy would be complete Eved, the child is kosher. Chetzio Miboy. Is there any Shaila if he's half? In other words, if he would be a complete Eved, then the child would be kosher. So certainly, if he's only half an Eved, the child should be kosher. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, we're going to continue tonight. If you're available tonight, then it will be great to see you. We'll try to do Memheo Medbez. Maybe we'll do a point. An interesting point of Ian is like this. Even if you want to say that Oyvi Kacham Haba Bas Yisrael the Vlad is kosher, and that's why the Amaram said, go hide yourself and marry a regular Jewish woman, isn't it still deceitful? Because even if you're kosher to marry a regular Jewish woman, wouldn't somebody have to tell a prospective girl, by the way, my father's not Jewish? Okay, Rabbi Yisai, thanks everyone for coming. Have a great day. If anybody wants, at 4 p.m., there's a shir to the UK. Gedalia sent out the information. Otherwise, I'll see you 9:15. Or next time that you're available. Kol tov, everyone. Have a great day.
Rabbi, did you post your shiur from last night?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.